Good morning, humanity. Or perhaps afternoon, evening, or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity from Auroville in southern India. It's a little bit of a rainy day today, and oh, it is so glorious. So I'm going to put my boots on and go puddle hopping. My name is Fifth, your hostess with the mostest, and also the co-founder of Medi Clown Academy, creating a happy, healthy India for all as we share love, laughter, joy, and play with all who are suffering. After all, India knows love. Today we celebrate the pearls of wisdom and the guruhood of children and the child guru in each of us. A few years ago, I'd been very busy, and I didn't have time to call my three-year-old niece on the appointed day and time. When I did telephone, her mom, my sister, called her to the phone and said, come, Maya, come to the phone and speak to Auntie Fifth. And I heard these little footsteps, pat, 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 running on the wood floor. And before I could speak, she raced to get her words out. Auntie Fifth, I can't talk right now. I'm too busy playing. I love you. Bye. And she dropped the phone thud, and I heard her running away. And I laughed, but as I laughed, I realized the profundity of her statement, I am too busy playing. That was her work, to play. And she was very clear on her priorities at the time, and she stated it very clearly. She also honored me by saying my name. We all love to have our name being said. And she did say, I love you, so it was a little more forgivable. But I thought, when was the last time that I took the time to play and I was too busy playing? And I had set my boundaries and my priorities. But so does she, and that doesn't mean it's any less than mine. Angela Smith once said, while we try to teach our children about life, our children teach us what life is all about. And J.F. Kennedy, the most wonderful, brilliant former president of the United States, says, children are the world's most valuable resource and its best hope for the future. And our former prime minister, Nehru, who was also a former teacher, said, children are like buds in a garden that should be carefully and lovingly nurtured as they are the future of the nation and the citizens of tomorrow. Now in India, on November the 14th, Nehru's birthday, we celebrate Children's Day. But why not honor our children every day and honor the child within you? I believe that our children are not our tomorrow. They are also our today. They are our teachers, our gurus, our learned ones. How much do we learn from them? And they are then growing into the decision makers and policy makers for tomorrow. Science now is telling us that play helps build our resilience and our emotionality. It supports us in our physicality and in our physical health. I want you just for a moment to remember a time when you were young and you were having great fun playing. Maybe you were in the sandbox or you were riding your tricycle or bicycle, or a grandparent was throwing you up in the air and you were just laughing, but you were playing and having fun. So just take a moment to remember that, to feel it, to see it, to hear it, see everything. And now, by the way, I have Stefano in the studio with me, and he is going to, I can see him. remembering his childhood as well. He's giggling and laughing there. So together we are going to take a full minute to laugh and honor all children. So let's take it away with a little bit of laughter. By the way, they say that children laugh 400 times a day compared to the average adult who laughs only 20 times a day. That's in North America. And I think it's all dependent on your perception. But let's just take some time and laugh for a minute right now. I think we went a little over than a minute because Stefano was looking at me going, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Anyway, did you notice that when you were laughing, all your worries disappeared? And as you laughed, you know, at the end of a ha ha ha, you took a deep breath and you went, oh, so that you were ready to laugh again? Fantastic for your lungs as well, especially during this time. We want to clear out our lungs. So my friends, thank you so much for joining us. Honor the child within you, honor the children around you, and remember to schedule in that time to play and play full out like a kid and enjoy it.